We live in a world of selfies and self-promotion. We're talking about privacy and our right to it.
Yes, it's ironic in some ways in that there's a big discussion at the moment about privacy and the government and organisations knowing our every move.
Mm.
But then on the other side of the coin, people are putting up all this information on the internet, on Facebook, on Instagram, all the time as well. So,
It's interesting because people seem to be obsessed, don't they, with taking photos of themselves. We mentioned the selfies and letting everyone know where they are, what they're doing and who they're doing it with.
Hmm. But they don't like the government to know too much about their activities, though, do they?
Yes, you're right, Richard, because, I mean, in our public lives, we're being watched and recorded wherever we go, in the supermarket, at the bus station, walking down the road. There are so-called security cameras catching our every move.
Yes, but even those people who are aware of privacy and have all the privacy settings turned on their social media, for instance, that goes out the window as soon as they turn their mobile phones on.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, the phone companies, for a start, know exactly where you are, and they often give that information to governments, corporations, whatever. You cannot be truly private.
So as soon as you turn on your mobile phone, someone can find out where you are?
Well, of course, you have to connect to the mobile phone masts, don't you? And they know where those places are. It's very easy to find out where people are.
And do they know who you're talking to as well?
Of course, they've got records of the numbers, the telephone numbers you call. Not the content of the call, that's not important, but who your contacts are is very important.
But it seems to me, Richard, that actually people don't really care. They put up so much personal information about themselves on social media and seem to be happy to publicise what they're doing. I mean, maybe it doesn't matter that there are security cameras everywhere as well. I mean, maybe it would seem hypocritical to complain about or worry about that kind of privacy invasion if you yourself are being so public about your private life?
Well, it depends, Jackie, doesn't it? On social media, people choose what to put up on Facebook or whatever. But when they're walking down the high street, they're being filmed. They don't know they're being filmed. You don't know you're being watched, and you don't know how that information is going to be used.
So you kind of lost control then of your privacy.
Exactly. For instance, you could be interested in the environment, of course, and go to a rally. And then perhaps if the police are observing this rally, your photograph could be taken. You could become part of the police records. They might think you're an activist. And they might take that further. And all you're doing is just following a load of people down the street.
Because there are cases, Richard, of the police using surveillance, CCTV, and misidentifying people and tragic cases.
Yes, and I remember a few years ago, a Brazilian man was shot by police in London and he was totally innocent.
Yeah, misidentification using those cameras.
Mm.
So going back then, Richard, to what people put on their Instagram or Facebook pages, the fact that they advertise everything about their lives, maybe people should think twice about that, because you don't really know who's looking at the sites, who's recording it, and to what end they're using that information.